Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim, Daf Yud Zayin. We will begin on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom, Toshima. In our previous shiur, we had a Machloikus Rav and Shmuel, if Mashkin or Mekabel Tuma Midaraisa, or if they're not Mekabel Tuma at all, or if they have, or maybe they just don't have the ability to transmit Tuma. And Rav's opinion was that Mashkin are not Mekabel Tuma at all. Not only can't they transmit Tuma, but they are not Mekabel Tuma at all. Two very big elements in that discussion, as we had in our previous year, and will be Ezer Hashem Yisbarach have in today's year as well, is Mashke Bei Med B'chaya. That we know that Rabbanan said that there were certain liquids in the Beis HaMikdash that are not Tomei. And the question is, when we speak about liquids in the Beis HaMikdash that are not Tomei, what liquids are we speaking about? And not only is there a question, what liquids are we speaking about? What does that mean? Does it mean that they're not Tomei? Does it mean that they don't transmit Tomei? Because Yossi ben Yezer told us in yesterday's shiur that they're not Tomei. So if they weren't Tomei with the Raisa, and they're only Tomei with Rabbanon, so we could understand how Chachamim Yossi ben Yezer could go and say that even though Midaraisa it's Tomei, Midrabbanon, they're not Tomei. But if they are Tomei Midaraisa, how could the Rabbanon go and say something which is Tomei Midaraisa should not be is not Tomei? They don't have that ability. So whatever will be the halacha regarding the liquids in the Beis HaMikdash will have a direct impact on our understanding what is the status of Tumah or Mashkin. We also discussed at the end of yesterday's shiur that the Kohen Gadol wore the tzitz, and the tzitz, one of the things that tzitz accomplished is that even though a carbon was disqualified, it could still be brought, it could still be effective because the tzitz is meratza. The tzitz gives it the ability to work. So Toshma, the Gemara begins with discussing the tzitz. The Torah says regarding the tzitz, V'nasa Aaron asavon hakadoshim. By Aaron HaKoyin, the Kohen Gadol wearing the tzitz, he was able to make that kabbonis that should be possible or not possible. Is the question is v'chi eza oven hu noisei? What aveira is the tzitz going to be mechaper? Im al pigel, if we're going to say that it should work for the aveira pigel. Now normally, when we speak about pigel throughout Shas, it's when the koyin had a machshava to do the avoid on the carbon or eat the carbon chutz l'zmanai after the proper time when it may be brought. After the proper time, it may be eaten. Rashi, however, here, Devar Maskel Eza, has a new interpretation. He says, pigel here means chutz lemkoymai. What makes him say that? Because we'll see in a moment. Shrei kvei namer. So that if a kohen had a machshava of chutz lemkoymai, to eat the carbon in the wrong place, to be makriv the carbon in the wrong place, and we're suggesting that perhaps, even though the carbon ought to be disqualified, the tzitz makes it kosher. Harei kunemar, the Torah says, regarding the avera pigel, pigel hu lo yirotzei. And from here we see, and this is relevant in many places in Shas, when the Torah uses the word pigel, it doesn't only mean chutz l'zmanoi. In speaking about pigel, it includes a machshava chutz l'mekoymai. Vim, avoy noisur. Or maybe you'll say it means avoy noisur. So here, noiser cannot mean what noiser usually means, explain Rashi. Usually noiser means that you left the carbon past the time. There is no question that if the carbon was brought properly and then it was left past the time by which it must be consumed, that the tzitz should be able to do anything on behalf of that carbon. Once the carbon is noiser, there is no question. Of course, it must be burnt. So here, the definition of noiser is not the usual definition, but rather what noisa will mean here is that when the Kohen brought the carbon, he had a machshava of chutz l'zmanoi. He had a machshava to either bring the carbon after the proper time, or either to be makriv the carbon, or either to eat the carbon after the proper time, and that's why it's called noisa. Now we understand, since noisa in this context has to mean a machsheves chutz lezmanoi. So when the Brisa used the word pigle a moment ago, the pigle here must mean a machsheves chutz lemakoymai. So if we're going to say that the Kohen had a machsheves chutz lezmanoi, and we're suggesting perhaps the tzitz should make that you could still be makriv that carbon, ask the Gemara, that can't be either. For the Torah says, lo yichashev, that a carbon that was brought with a machsheves chutz lezmanoi can never be made kosher. Which aveira does it help for? For if the carbon became tame, and the reason it particularly helps by the carbon that of tum, by the aveira of tuma versus any other aveira, because shahutra mechlala betzibur. We're going to learn in this mesechta that the carbon tamid, the carbon pesach, even though they, if most of the kahanim are tame, they still bring the carbon because Tumah hutra b'tzibur. So we see that Tumah is a weaker aveira, and because it's a weaker aveira, for them the tzitz will work as well. My laugh. So we speak something got Tumah, and the tzitz is going to still make it that we could be makir of this carbon. What exactly got Tumah? It must be, presumably, Tumas dam, that the dam got Tumah. So isn't this clearly a raya? The mashkin become tamei. Because if mashkin didn't become tamei, then I wouldn't need the tzitz to make the carbon workable. Amra papa, no, that isn't what the pasuk is speaking about. It's speaking about tumas kamatzim. There were different ingredients brought for the carbon mincha, and we know that a very important part of the avoid of the carbon mincha is that the kohen took off a kamitza of the carbon mincha, which is what was burnt on the mizbeach. And the Torah teaches us, if that kamitza gets tameh, the tzitz will be meratza, that we could still bring the carbon. But that has nothing to do with liquids. Liquids could be not mekabel tuma on the midaraisa under any circumstances. As we said in our previous year, if we're relying on the tzitz, there's a difference if the carbon became tameh b'shogig or the carbon became tameh b'mezid. If it came tameh, Tami b'shogig, the tzitz is meratza, and if it's a carbon that's normally eatable, we will be even allowed to eat the carbon. However, if the carbon became tami b'mezid, yes, the tzitz is meratza, that we could continue to avoid of the carbon, but it's not meratza to the degree that you should be able to eat that carbon, even if it's a carbon which is normally eaten. So again, this brisa did not end up being a proof that proof that liquids can become tamei midaraisa. So Gemara brings another raya. Tashma. The pasuk here is describing when Klal Yisrael is coming back by the binyan beis Migdash Sheni. And Chagai Anovi was told by Kadosh Baruch Hu to test the kahanim because they were in Golos all those years, and in Golos they weren't learned in the halachas of Kachim and the halachas of Tumah Tahara. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Chagai, test them to see if they know the halachas so that they could be allowed to do the avodah. So Pasuk says that Chagai asked them the following question. Hayisa ish b'sar kodesh b'chnaf bigdoi v'noga b'knofav al alechem v'la nozid v'la yayin v'al shemen v'al komachal ha-yigdosh. The question was that if somebody has his clothing touches sheretz, and then the sheretz touches bread, so the bread becomes a rishon l'tumah. The lechem touches some beans that are cooked, so they become a sheni l'tumah. The nozit touches yayin that was used for the nesachim, it becomes a shlishi. And now, the wine touches other food, and the question is, will they become a revealer kodesh or not? And the kahanim answered, loy, not. Vamarav, and Rav says, ishtabeshi kahanim. Actually, the kahanim gave the wrong answer, because by kachim, as when we began this entire sugya, the halacha is that there is a revealer kodesh. Yes, a revealer kodesh is possible. It doesn't have the ability to transmit tumah past further, but it does become tameh. And therefore, by them saying that it's not Tomei, it was the incorrect answer. But what was the story that Chage asked about? Chage asked if wine that could transmit Tumah further. But if Rav's opinion is that liquids don't become Tomei, they certainly don't transmit Tumah. So, and we're learning that the Mashkebei Medbechaya, that if the Tumah is only Medrabonon, in the Beis HaMikdash, Yosi ben Yeezer said they didn't make the Gzeira for the various reasons we learned in the Shir yesterday. So then, how could it have transmitted Tumah further if Rav is correct? Answers the Gemara, Midu Tama L'Rav. Whose opinion are we trying to analyze? We're trying to analyze the opinion of Rav. Rav, when Rav says that there is no Tumah in liquids in the Beis HaMikdash, no Tumah at all, because these are liquids that don't become Tumah, Mashkebei Medbechaya Tani. It's talking about the liquids that are found in the butchering area. The liquids that are found in the butchering area are water and blood. Those liquids, Rav says, indeed don't have Tumah. But here we're talking about Mashkebei Medbechaya. Here we're talking about oil and wine. They are Metama. There, the Chachamim did not lift the Gzeira of Tumah Derabbanan on those liquids. So in other words, Rav is still sticking to his position. The Midaraisa, liquids are never Tamei. Midrabbanan, liquids are Tamei. Which liquids did Chazal say we won't make such a Gzeira in the Beis HaMikdash? Only wine, only water and blood. But the other liquids, the Tumah Derabbanan that we have on all liquids, Rav agrees, remains. And therefore, Rav's opinion is very understandable, and the question was very understandable, because the question was regarding wine and oil, which are liquids that certainly can transmit, can become Tumah and can transmit Tumah, albeit Midrabbanan. So why is there a difference between water and blood that we should not be Metameh, and the other ingredients we are? So the answer is, the blood that was found by the Mizbeach, that by the butchering area, the liquids that were found by the butchering area, since there's so much liquid there, that's why Chazal were lenient. Other liquids, Chazal weren't lenient on. Another pshat that I saw that the Pnei Yeshua suggest is that there's a concept of Chidvas HaKodesh Makshartam. Anything that's used as an ingredient on the Mizbeach gets the status of a food. So ingredients that were on the Mizbeach are at least Tamim Midrabbanan, because they have the status of an Oichel. Whereas blood and water don't get the concept of Chibas HaKodesh, and since they don't get the concept of Chibas HaKodesh, they remain with the din of that they're not Tamei Midrabbanan. Says the Gemara, Gufa. So now we analyze this test that was given to the Kahanim. Rava Mishtabish Kahanim, the Kahanim made a mistake. When the Kahanim said that when it was no Revi B'Kodesh, it was an error, Shmuel Amar Loik Mishtabish Kahanim. And Shmuel said they didn't make any mistake. Rav Amar Mishtabish Kahanim, what was the mistake that they made? Revi B'Kodesh B'Aminayu, they were asked, what is the status of Revi B'Kodesh? V'Amar Loik Tahor, and they incorrectly answered that it's Tahor. Shmuel Amar Loik Mishtabish Kahanim, but Shmuel says they did not make a mistake, because the question he says that they were asked was a Chamishi B'Kodesh B'Aminayu. They were asked about a Chamishi B'Kodesh, and as we explained a few moments ago, everybody agrees that the last level of Tumah there is by Kodesh is Revi. There is no such thing as a Chamishi. And that's why it's Tahor. Says the Gemara, but let's understand the Psukim according to Rav and Shmuel. Bishlam l'Rav hanid k'siv arba. According to Rav, we could understand where there are four food items mentioned in the Pasuk. Lechem v'nozid, yayin v'shemen. That's four. And that's why Rav, understanding that they were asked about the Revi Kodesh, is very understandable. El Shmuel Chamisha Menole. How does Shmuel get to say that the question was about a Chamisha B'Kodesh? Says there were Miksiv V'Nog K'nof El Lechem, that it would mean that the Sheretz touched the Lechem. That's not what happened. What happened was V'Nog B'Knof El Lechem K'siv. B'Mash V'Nog B'Knof. What happened was the Sheretz touched the Kohen's clothing. So the Kohen's clothing became the Rishon. Then that touched the Lechem, which became a Sheni. Then the Lechem touched the Nozit, which became a Shlishi. Then the Nozit touched the Yayin, which became a Revi. And the Revi, the Yayin, which is a Revi, touched the Shemen. And now we understand the question, is there a Chamishi or not? Continues the Gemara. There was another question that was posed. Toshma, V'yom HaChagai, Chagai asked the Kohanim another question. Im Yigan T'mei Nefesh B'chol Eila, Hayitnu, that if a person touched a Tomei Meis and became an Ava Tomo, and he touched this, what will be the Halacha? V'yomu, and they said that it's Tomei. So the question was that a Tomei Meis touched the Lechem, the Lechem touched the Nozid touched Yayin, Yayin touched Shemen or something else, will it become Tomei? And that's a question of Revi B'Kodesh, and they got it right, that it's Yitma. So Shmuel, says the Gemara, is very understandable. According to Shmuel, the Kohanim never made a mistake. When they were asked, the first question according to Shmuel was about a Chamishi B'Kodesh, to which they answered correctly, there is no Chamishi B'Kodesh. And then they were asked the question about a Revi B'Kodesh, to which they answered correctly that it is Tamei. Alul Rav, that says the Gemara, according to Rav, if they were knowledgeable, they were knowledgeable. And if they weren't knowledgeable, they weren't knowledgeable. But the way Rav is interpreting the Pesukim, in the first question they were wrong, they didn't get the answer right. They were asked about a Revi B'Kodesh, and they got it wrong. But when they were asked by this question, the Lay Shtabish, they didn't get it wrong. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua, Bekiyim B'Tumas Meis. They were knowledgeable in the halacha of Tumas Meis. They Bekiyim B'Tumas Sheretz. But they weren't knowledgeable in Tumas Sheretz. So the first question was about a Tumas Sheretz. That question they got wrong. The second question was about a Tumas Meis. That they got right. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis has a different explanation. Because he says, Ravina Omar, they weren't familiar in the Tumas Ravi, Hossam Ravi, and that they didn't get right. Hocha, the next question wasn't about a Ravi B'Kodesh, they were asked about a Shlishi, and that they got right. So in other words, says the Rambam, the question, why there's a difference between a Tumas Meis and a Tumas Sheretz, goes back to a Gemara that we learned on Daf Yudal Ramad Beis. The Gemara on Daf Yudal Ramad Beis taught us that there's a loch of cherev areku cholol, that anything that touches a mace or a tamei mace doesn't go down at a level, usually in Hilchos Tumah, whatever touches something that's tamei becomes tamei at a level below the object that it touched. Cherev areku cholol taught us that it obtains the exact same level of tumah as what it touched. And the Rambam, we had this discussion, is furthermore of the opinion that this halacha is not only said by a cherev, it's said by all types of kelim, and it's not only said by metal, it's said by kelim of all material. So if something touched the tamei mace, or the mace itself, it will become an avatoma. Or if it touched the mace itself, it will become a viavastoma. But in our case, if it touched the mace, the beggar touched the person who touched the mace, so the beggar becomes an avatoma. So therefore the question that was being posed about a revi, whereas this question was the other question by Sheretz. There's obviously no halacha of cherev harayu kuchol by Sheretz, and therefore there was a question of a revi b'kodesh, and that's why they got this question right and this question wrong. The Pnei Yeshua explains that according to the first Teretz, the Gemara suggested that they were more knowledgeable in Tumas Meis than they were in Tumas Sheretz. Says the Pnei Yeshua, why? Because the Pnei Yeshua says the Kohanim were of the mistake. The Kohanim were knowledgeable when the Halacha of Cherev Harei Kucholol. So they realized that a Tamei Meis is a much higher level Tumah. Because they realized that a Tamei Meis is a much higher level Tumah, they realized that there's going to be that there's more Tumah by a Meis. But they didn't know that should also be by a Sheretz, which they knew is a lower level Tumah. There's a very interesting medrash. The medrash says that Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he appointed Aaron to become the Kohen Gadol, he put on the Bigdei Kohuna and he looked like a malach. As the pasuk says regarding the Kohanim, a pasuk in Malachi, Ki malach Hashem tzavakos hu. And the medrash continues, Amar Yehuda, Mikan Amru, Kol Kohen Shu'oichu B'Truma, a Kohen that eats Truma, Ve'ena Ben Taira, but he's not a Talmud Chacham, Ena Kohen Lasal Lavai. He will not be considered a Kohen when Mashiach comes B'Meher B'Yameinu, Ela Nimas Migomel Devarim, he'll be pushed away. Shinema, the pasuk says in Hosea, Ka'ata Hodata Me'asta Ve'amosacha B'Kanli. There are three times the letter Aleph in the word Va'amo Asecha, that you will be pushed away from the Kohuna, you will be pushed away from the Beis HaMikdash, and you will be separated from the Leviyah. But, continues the Medrash, Avim Hu Ben Taira, if the Kohen is a Ben Taira, is a Talmud Chacham, Hu Kamalach. He is considered like a Malach, as the Pasuk says, Kesifsei Kohen Yishmur Das, V'Taira Yivakshim Piyu, Kimalach Hashem El Tzvokos Hu. The Pasuk says they're going to be considered like Malachim. So the Sefer Bigdei Aaron tries to understand, the Medrash differentiates between Kahanim who are B'nai Torah versus Kahanim who are not B'nai Torah. Why? So he says, our Gemara is the source for it. Our Gemara says that that Chagai tested the Malachim. Did they know Hilchas Tuma or did they not know Hilchas Tuma? The Kahanim who knew Hilchas Tuma V'Tahara were allowed to do Ravoida, were allowed to eat Kachim. The Kahanim who do not know the Halachas could come to make terrible mistakes. And that's why the Medrash, he says, differentiates between a Kohen who's a Ben Taira and a Kohen who's not Ben Taira. Ask the Gemara on Shmuel. The Pasuk says, Toshma, V'yant Chage V'yoymer, Keina Oma Zeh, V'keina Goya Zeh, L'fonei Noam Hashem, V'kol Masa Yedei, and the Pasuk continues, V'chein Kol Masa Yedei, Asher Yakrivu Shom, Tamehu. Says the Gemara, Bishlam L'Rav, I understand why they're called Tameh, because they didn't get the question right. El Shmuel, that says that they both got questions right, are my Tameh. Why are they called Tameh? They got the questions right. Answers the Gemara, this is what Chagi meant to say. At Mu Kamatama, V'Koyim Kamasi Demksiv. The Pasuk says they got everything right. And that's why they are to be considered Kohanim. Amma Zutra V'Item Ravashi. Ravashi has a different interpretation. The Pasuk's not talking about the questions that Chagai asked them. The questions that Chagai asked them, they knew the answers properly. But in other areas, they did not act appropriately. It's considered a Kohen who doesn't act the way he's supposed to act. It's considered like a Kohen who brings Kabanas when he's Rachman al Tzlon Tamei. The Rambam, in the Pirish Mishnayis to Masech Depara, says that Ein Hevdel, there's no difference, Bein Adam Shalai Nitma Klab Meis, or Shnit Mekol Yomov, or versus a person who did become Tamei, V'Tamei, V'Tavu V'Huzalov, Shlishi V'Shvi, and he had Tahara with the Paraduma, Ashizah Shehuzalov, and then the Rambam adds, interestingly, he says the person who was Tamei, and then went through the proper Tahara process, Yesh Loi Mali Yaseir B'Tahara. The Rambam says he's considered even a higher level of Tahara. Because Lefi Shakosov Kvar Gozov Lov Shutar. The Pasuk says that he's Tahar. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says that here we see that Tuma, the Rambam says that it may be that a person who was Tamei and became Tahar is greater than the person who was never Tamei. Because the person who became Tamei and went through the Tahara process that the Torah tells him to go through, so the Torah calls him Tahar. And if the Torah calls him Tahar, I need not any more. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, that our Gemara, what our Gemara just did, was compare Averis to Tumah. And we know when it comes to Averis, the Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis teaches us, B'makom shebali tshuva omdim, ein tzadikim gemurim yichayim lamed, that about tshuva is greater than a tzadik. And he says, what's pshat? Because he says, Averis are like Tumah. And just like by Tumah, the Rambam says, somebody who was Tameh and then became Tahor is better, is more Tahor than somebody who was never Tameh at all. So too, somebody who's about tshuva, but makom shebali tshuva imdim ain tzaddikim gemurim yechayim lamed. Tzaddikim can't be on that level. Gufa, says the Gemara, we discussed the liquids that are found in the Beis HaMikdash, and we discussed earlier in our shir, and now the Gemara delves into this more, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, which liquids are exempt from Tum in the Beis HaMikdash. Gufa, Rav Tani Mashke Be'emet B'chayet Tanan, the water and the blood, they were, the Chachamim exempted them from Tumah. For Levi Tana, and Levi said, Mashke Be'emet B'chayet, all liquids that are put on the Mizbeach. It's interesting, Machloikis. Rav speaks about blood and water. Levi talks about the other ingredients that are put on the Mizbeach. What will Levi hold regarding blood and water? Will Levi say that blood and water are also included in the liquids that are put on the Mizbeach? Or will Levi say blood and water are not really the liquids that are used as ingredients on the Mizbeach, and therefore don't have that dispensation? Smachoik Svaram Chalva says that according to Levi, only Yayin and Shemen are excluded, not water and blood. The Tzlach says that according to Levi, not just wine and oil are excluded, but water and blood are also excluded as well. Says the Gemara, Lelevi, Hanich Yisrael Kishmul. If Levi will agree with what Shmuel said, Domar, that Shmuel said in yesterday's shir, that when we say that the liquids are dochem l'tamei tumas acherim, that tar, that they don't have the ability to transmit tumah. Ava tumas atzman yeshlem, they do have tumah. Mishkachs la denagel kulberation. So we can understand the question that Chagai asked, that these liquids became tamei, that the lechem, or the wine, or the shemen, touched the tamei meis, and therefore the Kohanim answered correctly that they're Tameh, because the mashke, the liquids in the Azara, even though they don't transmit Tumah, they have independent Tumah. Ela Yisrael like Karav. If he's going to hold like Rav, the Omar, the Doch Mamish, that not Makabal Tumah at all, so how do we understand the question that Chagai asked them? Hech Mishkachasla, how could wine and oil be Tameh? They don't give off, there's no Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. Ella, or Karcha, we have to say that Kishmul Svirle, that Shmuel, the Levi holds like Shmuel, that we say that they don't have the ability to transmit Tumah, but they do have their own Tumah. Ask the Gemara, Ula Shmuel, according to Shmuel, that the Kahanim were correct with the answer, that the Shemen was Tar because it was only a Chamishi. So he Necha, that means that a Revi they would be. So if Shmuel will agree with Rav, the Tani Bei Mashke Bei Mechaya, we're only talking about blood and water. Ava Mashke Bei Mechaya, the oil and wine have the ability that Chagai spoke about. Acherim Nami Metamu, they have the ability to be Metamu also. Because Rav said the only place the Rabbanan were lenient in the Beis HaMikdash, the only liquids the Rabbanan were lenient in the Beis HaMikdash were wine, were water and blood. Here we're talking about oil and water. Revi who delovet, and therefore the question that he asked was, because the wine doesn't make only a Revi who delovet chamishi. A Revi can't make a chamishi. Hashlishi, but they can become a shlishi. Eli Yisavala Kalevi. But if we're going to say that Shmuel holds like Lavi, Levi that holds Mashkin Beim Mitchaya, so what was the question? Is it a Chamishi? That's the way Shmuel said, that was Chagai's first question. And the answer was, my eerie, and the answer was, there is no such a thing as a Chamishi B'Kaidish. It has nothing to do with, there's no such thing as a Chamishi B'Kaidish. My eerie revealed the love of Chamishi. It has nothing to do with the fact that a Revi doesn't make a Chamishi. Because if it's wine and oil are included in the exemption of the Beis HaMikdash, and Shmuel holds that when we have an exemption, it means it doesn't have the ability to transmit Tumah, so I feel Shlishi V'Sheni Nami L'Avdi, they can't transmit Tumah further. It must be, Akar K'Rav Sirilei, the lay that Shmuel agrees with Rav, that the only liquids that are exempt of blood and water. All other liquids have the same halacha in the Beis HaMikdash and outside the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore they are able to transmit tumah further. And therefore the first question that Chagai asked was, is there a chamishi? Does it transmit to the degree of a chamishi? Or is the last stop a revi? Is a very good question. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasi the Rav, there's a brice that supports Rav's opinion, but Tanya Kavasi the Levi, there's a brice that supports Levi's opinion. Tanya Kavasi the Levi, this brice that supports Levi's opinion, it says, Adam, Vayayin, Vashemen, Vamayim, Mashkebe Mutchaya, they're all liquids that are on the Mizbeach, Shenitma Bifnim, if they became Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash itself. So since it happened in the Beis HaMikdash itself, we learned there's no tumah. So even if you took them chutz, leitzin chutz, even if you take them outside of the azara, the halacha is mutarim. They remain tar. Because since they only got tumah in the tumah came to them in the Beis HaMikdash, and we're learning now that in the Beis HaMikdash, they don't have the ability certainly to transmit tumah or maybe even to become tumah. So once they are considered tahar, they remain tahar even if they're taken out. Furthermore, nitma b'chutz, if they were outside and therefore they were mekabel tumah, and then echnisim b'fnim, they were brought into the azara, then they are tameh, even to the degree that they could transmit tumah. Ask the Gemara, Eini, is that true that if liquids became tameh inside the azara, and then they were taken outside of the Azara, they remained tahor? Ask the Gemara, V'amr Bishu ben Levi, Mashkebeim and Bechaya, when we speak about the Mashkebeim and Bechaya having the special rule that they don't become Tamei, Lo'yamru elba mekoimam, it was only said in the Azara itself. So suggest the Gemara, my lav, doesn't Bishu ben Levi mean to say, L'mute, nitnu b'fnim v'etzin l'chutz, that if they became Tamei inside the Azara, so they don't get Tamei, because of the special rules we're learning, v'tzien l'chutz, and even if you take them out, they will not, that then they will be tamei, not like we learned. Says Mar, that's not true. If they became tamei in the azara, even if they're taken out, they will remain tar, because they became tamei in the azara, and these liquids, as we've been learning, don't become tamei in the azara. But this is coming to teach us, muti nitma b'chutz, if they became tamei outside the azara, and then v'chnisim b'fnim, they will still remain tamei. But ask them, how could you say that that's pshat? V'mekaimam kamar. Rabbi Shuban Levi said that they became tamei b'mekaimam, that they become tamei in their place, and that it means that only while they're b'mekaimam, inside the azara will they not be tamei. But if they're removed from the azara, they will become tamei. Says the Mar, what Rabbi Shuban ben Levi meant to say was, lo amr dochen akshinit b'mekaimam. When do we say that they're tar? Only if they became tamei inside the azara, so we have the special exemption. And that exemption remains even if they're taken out of the azara. But not to say that if they became tamei in the azara, and therefore the tumah is not effective on them, and then they're taken out, that they will become tamei. Continues the Gemara, Tanya Kavasi the Rav, the Braisa says, Hadam v'amayim, Mashkebeim et b'chayim, these are the blood that's found in the butchering area. Shenitmu beim b'kalim, whether they're in a keli, or beim b'kaka, whether they're on the ground, the tahirim. So we see that's limited strictly to the blood and water. Rav Shimon Omer, b'kalim tameim, tumas mashkin is midaraisa, and therefore since kumas mashkin is the raisa, the rabbanon cannot exclude it. The karka, but when they're on the ground, the tahira. Because anything that's mechubal karka can never have a tumah deraisa. Something that's mechubal karka can only be tumah midrabanan. And therefore, since it's only a tumah midrabanan, as we've been learning, when it's in the azara, Chazal, for the various reasons we've been explaining, did not want to make kachim in the azara tumah. So we see clearly that Rav only spoke about blood and water, not like Levi, who also spoke about oil and wine. So till now we've been discussing that the reason we have these various exemptions to liquids in the Beis HaMikdash is because the tumah is a Tumah d'Rabbanan, and the Chachzam didn't make such a gzeira, primarily because Chachzam were worried about Hefsed Kachim. Chachzam were concerned that Kachim should not have to be burned. Amra Papa, becomes her Papa, feel a man the Amma Tumas Mashkin d'Raisa, even according to the man the Mashkin become Tumah d'Raisa, a Mashkin have the ability to transmit Tumah d'Raisa, Mashkin be Midchaya, the liquids in the Azara, there's a special halachas of Gemiralei, there's a special halacha of Moshe Sinai that they're tahor. So it has nothing to do with Tumah d'Oraisa, Tumah d'Rabbanan. There's a special halacha of Moshe Sinai that exempts them. Amalei Rafuna Bereder of Nosson Rapapa, Elohad Amar Belozo. We learned in the Braisa, on Tav Zayin Amar Aleph, ain't Tumah l'mashkin kol ikar. Rav Elozo said, I'll bring a rai that's no Tumah by Mashkin. His rai was Taida Sharei Heid Yabriosi Ben Yez Itzreda. A Mashkbe Mitchai Dochin, that since he said that the Tor, and as we explained, if the Tumah was only Midrabbanon, so the Rabbanon have a right to say that normally the Tomei, but in the Azara I'm going to say that they're not Tomei. But now we're learning it has, and that's a raya, Rabbi Laza said, that they're normally not Tomei Midaraisa. Because were they Tomei Midaraisa, the Rabbanon cannot take off that Tumah. But if we're learning in our shir, asked the Gemara, Hilchsa Gemirala, that there's a special halacha l'Moshe Mesenai said regarding liquid in the Beis HaMikdash, irrespective of what the halacha is anywhere else, so how could Rabbi Elazar use what was the status of the liquid in the Beis HaMikdash to teach us what the halacha is regarding beverages anywhere else? Amal Ravina Rapa Ashi, Rav Shimon da'amah Tumas Mashkin Daraisa. Rav Shimon holds that Tumas Mashkin is a deraisa. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Rav Yosef Rav Shimon Oimer, when we have a suffix, if Mashkin that a Tumay touched something else or not, we just learned on top of this Amit, Kalim, when we speak about Kalim, Tahirim, because they're Matama Kalim only with Rabbanon, Linya Oichlin, when we speak about food, they give off Tumah. And the difference is that a mashka should be able to be matama keli is only a dim midrabbanan, and therefore they only made that gzeira when it's a vadai, when it's a suffik, chazal were lenient. But the ability for mashkin to be matama oichlin is a deraisa. So if there's a suffik, we have to apply the concept of suffik deraisa l'chumra and be machmer. Says the gemara tameim v'hacha kamar. And here we learned in our Amid, Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon said, "Bekalim Tameim, that if they're in the Karka, that if they're in Kalim, they're Tamei. Bekarka, we said the Tar because the Mechubal Karka." Ask the Gemara if we are learning, if Rav Papa correctly said that Hilchasi, that there's a special Malach L'Moshe Mesinai, that all liquids in the Beis HaMikdash are Tar. So why does Rav Shimon differentiate Mali b'keila, Mali b'karka? There's a special halacha l'Moshe Mesinai that exempts them. And this is indeed a question, kasha, on Rav Papa's opinion. Continues the Gemara. Om Rav Papa, Hoda Amrit, this to Rav Shimon taught us that the mashkebe m'vitchaya that are on the karka taira, lo shan al b'mayim. Because there's a special halacha that water that's connected to the ground is not mekabel tuma. Because the Torah says, Ach mayon or bar mikveh mayim yir tahor. So any water that's on the ground is considered a mikveh, and a mikveh is tahor. And even though we know that the minimum shear of a mikveh is a bar m'sah, that's only when a person has to immerse himself. But for a keli, if you have a needle that got tamei, as long as there's enough water to cover that needle, the halacha is that it's a kosher mikveh. Chazal were the ones that instituted that any mikveh for any purpose must be at least a boim saw. So the water that was in the Azara, so even though normally Chazal will not say that if you have a pool of water that's less than 40 saw, that it should be considered a proper mikveh, Midaraisa, as we just explained, it is a proper mikveh. And since Midaraisa, it's a proper mikveh, and it's in the Azara, so Chazal said that we won't make it Tamei. Dam. But by dam can't be used for a mikveh. So this special dispensation, which is all based around the fact that the water that's pool together could be a mikveh could only be said by water, which could be used as a mikveh. Blood, which cannot be used as a mikveh, Rav Shimon would not be lenient when it's on karka. And even water that was saying he's lenient, ella da have a revius. There has to be at least a revius of water. The chazi latbabei machtem tzinaris. Even though we said that midaraisa, you don't need to have 40 saw, you need to have the amount that will cover what you are immersing, and you also need that it should be at least a revius big. Avaloi have a revius, but if you want to have a revius of water on the floor, so that water will never be able to be used as a mikveh, even midaraisa. So you don't have the special there, you wouldn't say, well, it can't become tummy midaraisa, so Chazal waived that tummy even, it can only become tummy midarabanan, and Chazal waived that rule in the Azara. Because this pool, since the pool has less than a revius, it doesn't have the din midaraisa that it's a mikveh. And therefore, it's tameim. So it turns out to be a fascinating rule. If you'll have, according to Rav Shimon, a pool of water in the Azara that's a revius or larger, the halacha will be that it's not going to be tamei, it's midaraisa, not tamei, it's only tamei midrabanan, and Rabbanan didn't institute that tamei for as the reasons we've been learning in the Azara. But if it's going to be less than a revius, so it doesn't have that special dispensation, and therefore it will be tamei midaraisa, even the Azara. Amamar, we learned earlier on Daf Tazayin Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that when he spoke about liquids, they're tamei. If there's a suffix, if they became tamei, we treat them tamei. If there's a suffix, if they touch something else, they become tamei. L'chol tamei. It's all situations it's considered tamei. Ask the Gemara. Obviously, Rav Shimon's opinion is, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, lememra, the Sover of Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, Tumas Mashkin with Tamat Tumas Kalim, the ability for Mashkin to be Matama Kalim is Daraisa. And therefore, under all circumstances, we have to be Machmer, because Sofet Daraisa L'chumra. Ask the Gemara for Tanya, have we not learned in a Braisa? Kala Kalim Shesh L'machrayim V'toich. Any vessel that has an inside and an outside, Kigoin, Hakarim, Vakastas, pillows, blankets, sakim and mitzofim that can be used for both sides. The halacha is nit metoich if the inside became tamay, nit megabay, the outside becomes tamay. Nit megabay, if the outside becomes tamay, loy nit metoich, the inside doesn't become tamay. Amar Yehuda, on that comments of Yehuda, the medvar mamurim, that if the outside become tamay, it doesn't affect the inside. Kishin nitmu menachas mashkin, that they only became tamay because of mashkin. And since that's only a tumah midrabanan, that's when Chazal said that if the outside is tamei, it doesn't necessarily affect the inside. Avon nitmah sheretz, if they became tamei because of a sheretz, nitmah toichai nitmah gabai. If the inside becomes tamei, the outside automatically becomes tamei, and so too vice versa, nitmah gabai, if the outside becomes tamei, nitmah toichai the inside. Says the Gemara, v'isal kedatech, if we're saying in explaining Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that Tumas Mashkin L'tame Kalim, that Mashkin have the ability to be Tame Kalim Midaraisa, so what's the difference Mali Nitma Machas Mashkin, Mali Nitma Machas Sheretz? What's the difference how these different objects became Tamei? Both of them became Tamei, a Tumma Daraisa. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda M'shmul, Chazba Rabbi Yehuda. We have to say that Rabbi Yehuda retracted. And retracted from what he said in our previous year on Daf Tazayin, that Mashkin have the ability to be Matama Kalim Midaraisa. Rather, he retracted and he agrees that Mashkin can't be Matama Kalim only Midrabanon, and that's why he holds that if the outside of the Kali becomes Tamei because of Tumas Mashkin, it doesn't affect the inside. Ravina Amma, Ravina says, Loilam Loihada. We don't have to say that Rabbi Yehuda retracted. Because there are different types of mashkin. Ha, the mashkin shabai machs midayim. We know the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel Amibayz, the Mishnah, the Gemara Daf Tazvav Amar Aleph, says that Shlomo Melch made gzeira that stam yudayim, the regular hands are tamei for kachim, and then Chazal went and expanded that for truma, and we know that the halach is that when you eat any food, you have to wash your hands. The din. The hands are always tamei for kachim, and the din the hands are always cut, tamei for truma, are not identical. For kachim, in order to be able to kachim, if you didn't wash your hands all the time, you have to be toivel them, you have to immerse them in a mikvah. For truma, it's enough to wash them. So the aloch is that if mashkim became tamei because they were touched by hands that weren't washed, those mashkim are only tamei midrabanan. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda was lenient and said in our Gemara that if the outside is tamei, it doesn't affect the inside. V'ha, but what Rabbi Yehuda said in yesterday's shir, that if we have a suffix, if mashkin touched liquids, that we have to be machmer and treat it as a suffix deraisa. It's talked about mashkin about machmer sheretz. The mashkin that were touched by a sheretz, that's a tumah deraisa, Rabbi Yehuda holds, and we have to be machmer. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if that is indeed Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, Adatani b'mad marim amurim, shenet m'machas mashkin, why when we spoke earlier, and we said that the mashkin that became tamei, when we spoke before, the kelim became tamei because they touched the sheretz, and that's why he says the outside and the inside are the same. But if they were touched by mashkin, we separate, we differentiate that if the outside become tamei, it doesn't affect the inside. We should say the following distinction. The medvar mamurim, when do we say that the outside and the inside are not treated the same? That's only if they became tamei with mashkin abar mamachs miyadayim. But if this keli, this object became tamei with mashkin habar machmas asheretz, since there Rabbi Yehuda will hold, Rabbi Vina wants to say that it's a tumah deraisa, the halacha ought to be nit metaychay nit megabe nit megabe nit metaychay. The fact that Rabbi Yehuda said that by all mashkin, and he didn't differentiate how the mashkin became tamei, did they become tamei because of the yadayim, did they become tamei because of the sheretz, it must be a machvatik eshnin meikara, the chosba Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds that the ability for mashkin to be metame kelim is only midrabanon, and therefore since it's only midrabanon, the halacha is nit megaboy loy nit metaychay. And the second braisa remains correct.